What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Yolanda in Nashville. Yolanda writes, Steve, your birthday is coming up. Yeah, it is today. It is, Yolanda. And she says, my husband and I pray that you stay young at heart. We believe that entertaining others is your ministry, and the motivational talks are great, but we would love, love, love for you to stop cussing. Can you do that?
Gosh, now who is this? What's her name?
Her name is Yolanda. She's out of Nashville.
Yolanda tone of what my new mantra is for 2025. I could care more less.
Just ignorant.
I don't even know why you came over here with that. I appreciate the birthday wish. I appreciate the longevity. I appreciate you recognizing that I stay young at heart, all that here. But why would I stop doing the two things that has maintained my life and career? These two things have been with me, and I don't see no reason why to stop.
She just asked.
Do you want to know what the two things are?
Yeah, what we do. What?
Okay.
Cussing.
Yeah.
And lying. There's no reason why I would. Girl.
Shame. That's all she asked. That one little thing.
So that's a no.
A hard no.
Hard no.
Uh-huh. All right. Sorry, Yolanda. You tried. All right. Moving on.
Why that's bothering you?
Moving on to Desmond in Albany. Desmond writes, I'm a year older than you, Steve, and like you, I'm trying to eat right and I work out. I have a healthy sex life, but I'm not getting it like I used to. Because of you, so many of us men are trying to stay fit as we age. But what about the mental health part of it? I know you get knocked down, so how do you get back up? Oh, good question, Desmond.
Prayer.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer and faith. See, I have a track record for getting knocked down that every time I've ever been knocked down in the whole entire 68 years, I've always gotten back up. So now, with that type of track record, I have no doubt that I will continue to get up. What people fail to realize sometimes is you fail to look at all the things you've overcome in your life, and then something new come up and you act like it's a natural catastrophe. No, it's just another one of them things. And the older you get, it's not that life gets easier. It gets more complicated and more difficult. You just get better at handling it. So knock me down if you want to. You can stand over me. But be careful, because I'm getting up. Mm-hmm. It's no doubt in my mind that I'll get up.
Amen.
It's just no doubt. Why? Okay. I've gotten up for 68 years, man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right.
Now, right. now let's talk about this now. Because you was talking about sex. You getting up. He don't always make the trip. You can get up. He may not always make the trip.
He had to say it two times.
Yeah, because he came in here talking about sex. All right, ain't nobody getting it like they used to. You ain't giving it. You not only ain't getting it like you used to, you ain't giving it like you used to. Hello. Hello. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Sherry in Jefferson, CLO, says, most times if I call my husband, he will get another call and he'll answer it and then click back over and say it was a spam call. It's funny that he never gets spam calls at home. My gut tells me he's lying. Is he getting calls from other women? That's what Cherry
No. He's getting other calls. It don't have to be from women. A lot of spam calls is women, though. A lot of spam calls is women. Female
voice. What are you talking about?
The spam call can be a female voice. You do know that, don't you?
But it says spam when it's
That's the point here.
It don't always say.
Well, but if it says spam, why would he call? Why would no? They don't always. Sometimes it'd be a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he's just talking.
You know, and he clicked back
spam
over.
Spam calls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But the point is, you don't answer spam calls. When you
I know that's right.
Spam.
Yes. So,
but
well,
he does.
I don't understand. If you know he lying, why would he tell you it's a girl?
Exactly. Why keep up with it? Keep the line.
Come on now.
Do they still have a landline? He never
the
gets
purpose
spam
of
calls at home.
Purpose of lying if you ain't gonna use them. Why would he tell the truth, though?
All of a sudden, huh?
All right, last one, Steve. This is from Kenitra in Tulsa, CLO. Kenitra writes, I had a man over for dinner, and I require my guests to take their shoes off in my house. His feet were so funky that he had to say something. He said it happens when he gets real nervous. Should I appreciate his honesty, or is this a deal breaker?
Let me tell you something to you. I have heard a lot of stuff in my life.
A lot of lies.
But don't nobody feet stink because they nervous.
Wow.
You done had them shoes so long and wore them socks for too long. And you keep... See, you can wash your feet and put them in a clean sock, but if you stick them down in them shoes and you keep walking... You drum up an odor in a shoe. It's down in there, soaked in. It's in the leather. It's in the sole. You just walking around.
Feet?
You know how funky that is in the cold, though? You know how stank you got to be in the cold for it to be smelling like that?
Yeah.
Is it a deal breaker?
You stank? Right.
No, it ain't no deal breaker, but you got to have a foot wash at your door.
Coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you, CLO birthday boy.
Who gonna wash his feet?
What?
Yeah, all he gotta do. If you put pine salt in there, all you gotta do is step in it.
Pine salt.
Yeah, pine salt. Fix it for
you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.